Yeah, this one just started, man.
Thank you. was Lech Lecha. Chassidim takes you up Lech Lecha means you got to go to yourself. Everyone tries to be somebody else. You really are. And the kreches that Hashem gave them. You always think the grass is green on the other side. What's our tendency? When you said a bracha in the morning, she also li called Sarki. What do you think about it when you say that? Hashem, and this kabbalah of goodness made for me, called Sarki, everything what I need. With Hashem, I have cash in my pocket. I got clothing, money shirts to pick from every morning, have a car, got a cell phone. Hashem takes care of all my needs. Whatever I need, Hashem takes care of it. But what do you think about positive things? How about the negative things that we have? We don't have always great situations. It's called in Yiddish a peckle. You know what a peckle is? Not a pickle, a peckle. A peckle is like a package. Baggage. Well, we have baggage. Maybe some personal things, trauma, upbringing. Things happen to us. And we carry that baggage. Maybe that Hashem says, you know, that's what you need. Maybe you need that baggage in order to fulfill your mission in this world. If everyone was created perfect, Hashem is what I need you for. But He gives you sometimes this yoinus, a difficult midah that you're challenged with. Some people are lazy by nature, some people are not. So if Hashem gives you this lazy nature, so what should you do? That's your mission. That's your task in life. To say, even though I have this meat of laziness, I'm going to overcome it. And that's how I'll be my Kaddish Shem Shemayim. In my unique way and my unique dynamics. We shall also lead called Tzorki, even if you have things that look like Tzoris, debits, minuses. You have to know that maybe that's part of the Tzorki. What Hashem wants from him. Hashem tells Abraham, Lech Lecha. Go look into yourself. And looking into yourself is not all about always positive things. The Rebbeinu Bachi learns, Lech Lecha is the word Lichluch. You know what Lichluch means? Nah, you look too clean over here, guys. I don't even know what that means. Lichluch means dirt. Lichluch. Lech Lecha means even when it looks like it's Lech Lecha. When it looks so great. How come when he learns the Gemara, he understands it so well? And when I learn the Gemara, I got to struggle over the words in Rashi. Hashem says, that's your Lech Lecha. If you overcome that Lech Lecha, you'll be amongst the giants. Because Hashem only looks at the challenges. And the twirl that a person puts in it. I mean, you know, Avraham Avinu came from the Terach. He was one of the chief distributors of idols. He had a chain of stores of idol worship. He had a very abusive father, too. He gave his son over to Nimrod to throw him into the furnace because he was religious. Imagine growing up, your father abusing like that, worshipping idolatry. What are you going to make out of himself? You could have the greatest Jews in the world. I'm never going to make it. Too many negatives against me. He was full of Lech Loch. Lech Lecha. Go to yourself. Find yourself in the Lech Loch. And you could be a hero. You could overcome anything. Those are your positive things, not the negatives. You became great, not even though because of these things that you had, the negatives. You turn them into positives. Mm-hmm.
Mishnah talks about Avraham Avinu fighting against these four mighty kings. I'll say that there's a symbolic story that's happening in between. The four kings represent the four gullies, the four exiles that the Jewish people will undergo. And yet at the end, there'll be much left. They'll be able to come out of the four gullies as all the Holocaust, all the pogroms, the persecutions, the inquisitions. We're sitting here today as a testimony that Hashem is watching over us. Everyone has battles. Everyone has wars. We're all in Golos, but we're in a Golos within a Golos. We're in a personal Golos. We're disconnected from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avraham Avinu taught us not to give up. He says he took 318 men with him. Because I'll say, who were the 318 men? Eliezer. Eliezer was equal gematria to 318. If you add up to the numerical value, he had Eliezer in 318. What does it mean? Eliezer is called an Eved Maskil. The Pasuk says he's an Eved Maskil, a very smart Seichel. Why? What's the Seichel of Eliezer? Because I'll say that Eliezer was, we'll say, a descendant of Ham, of Canaan. Canaan was cursed. He was cursed, his own Pasha's boy, up to be an Eved. So Eliezer, who was a descendant of Canaan, had a choice of saying, look, I'm an Eved. What can I be as an Eved? I'm definitely handicapped. I'm an Eved. But I could be a crummy Eved. I could be a loser Eved. Or I could be the top Eved that I could be. Within the confinements and the limitations that I'm in, let me be the best I could be. So who did he become an Eved by? Avraham Avinu. That's the best Eved you could become. So he gave an Eved by Avraham Avinu. And then Avraham sends him on a shlichus. He sends him on a shlichus to go get a shidduch for Yitzchak, to get a Rivka. And he's matzliach on that shlichus. Even though there were personal interests, he had his own daughter. He turned everything away and said, I'm an Eved Avraham. He walks in and says, Eved Avraham Aleichi. I'm just an Eved. I'm going to do my shlichus. And he did it. The Chazal say, till now he was an Orur, and he became a Baruch. Because Laban said to him, Bo Baruch Hashem. He went outside and said, Bo Baruch Hashem. How could you say that an Eved who's cursed from Canaan? Bo Baruch Hashem. Ibnei Shishiris Koysit Tzadik Be'emunah. Because he served Avraham with faithfulness, loyalty, even though it was challenging, he crept out of his limitations to become a Baruch. And Chazal say, he's the Shomer in the Maras HaMachpelah. He's the watchman. He stands in the Maras HaMachpelah where the Ovis and the Mois were buried on a Manhattan. How could you become from an Orur, a cursed, to become a Baruch? Because he didn't give up hope. He said, I'm going to be the best I could be with all the negatives against me. And you know, he went beyond the shackles of his character and his being. He became a Baruch. Now, Ratzalik writes and says, there's a very depressing word in Lashon HaKodesh, it's called Yiyush. Did you ever learn the Sugya? Ne'el Metzias, Yiyush Olam Midas. Did they learn that over here? Okay. What does Yiyush mean? Give up hope. Yiyush, if you add up Yiyush, it's 317.
He was just 317. Eliezer is 318. The Tzaddik writes and says, Eliezer was above Yush. He didn't say, this is my lot, I'm messed up, and I got a bad deal, I'm over. He said, I'll be the best I could be. And he became our Avraham Zevin, and he became from Oru to Baruch. He didn't give up hope. Eliezer is one above Yush. 318. And look what happened when you don't give up hope. Who do you think Avram takes with him to fight against all the Goliaths? How many Goliaths we got to go through? A bubble with a food base in Mikdash, and a Parasamadai, and a Yovan that was in Edom for 2,000 years. How come the Jews didn't give up hope? Because Avram took Eliezer with him. And Eliezer is one above Yush. If we go into life, we take on that challenge and says, I am what I am, I'm going to be the best I could be. Because then you could, besides, with your negatives, we're already become a Baruch. And Hashem could give such a siyata d'shmaya that you could start your learning, you could work on the midas, you could become something that you never dreamt you could become. As long as you don't give up. Yush, the Katzke Rebbe said, Yush and Shalom Yidas. Means if you give up Yush, you're not thinking. You're not intelligent. Yush is Shlomi. You're not thinking if you have a Yush. Because a person knows that a Yid, no matter what a situation is, with all the lichluch that he has, Hashem is the one who runs the world, and he can make any changes he wants.
Sit down.
Thank you.
not Aramaic.
Habeno, racheno. What does habe mean? Habet. Habit. Habata. Vayabet.
Guy who makes a bet, he's called the habet.
He's the Lord. Habet, vayabet. Habet, no, you ask Hashem to what? What's no mean? Okay, we can say that. Habet, no. Rachim, no. What's Rachim? Rachim, Rachim. No, say the mercy. What does Rachim mean? Mercy. Rachmanis. Habet, no. Rachim, no. Alamcha. What's Amcha? Mehero. Speedily. Say the who Rachim. We need to do this. There's all these nations with the plane on it. We're being rough ones that are shedding this. We think guys, those missiles will fall in the wrong places. You can't let it, you can just let it go. What do you want to go in? You'll be around. Just imagine, you know, always waiting for that chazan to be there when we say Rachel. You know, always waiting. Is it chazan maybe? Simcha bris maybe? We skip the Bahu Rachel Yechafir Rafa. Aloy Yashkas. We want to skip that. We don't want your Rachmanis. We don't want ourselves in the hospital. We're crazy. Crazy.